Local people, local stories. From KYW News Radio, this is the All Local.
I'm Jay Scott Smith, and here's what's happening right now. An investigation is underway after a mural of Cecil B. Moore was vandalized over the weekend. KYW's Charlotte Reese has the story from North Philadelphia.
The Cecil B. Moore mural at North Bouvier and West Jefferson Streets is a symbol of the civil rights movement. But over the weekend, residents and city council members were shocked when they saw a curse word and a racial slur spray-painted on the mural with an arrow pointing towards the activist. This morning, Karen Aspen Jordan with the Cecil B. Moore Philadelphia Freedom Fighters came out to look at the damage.
It's just disheartening, but I know the City of Philadelphia and the Philadelphia Police Department is going to find out who did this.
Cecil B. Moore was a lawyer, a U.S. Marine, and is known for leading the movement to desegregate Philadelphia's Girard College. Aspen Jordan says when she was growing up in North Philly, she remembers seeing Moore.
A lot of people that are still alive that remember Cecil and remember what he's done for this city and what he's done for everybody, because many of us and many people would not have jobs today had it not been for this man.
City Council President Daryl Clark tweeted last night that he contacted organizations that focus on graffiti cleanup. Philadelphia police are asking anyone with information to step forward and contact their tip line. And just last week, Pennsylvania officials announced that they're suing e-cigarette manufacturer Juul for using illegal practices to get young people addicted to their products. As KYW's Justin Udo tells us, experts say it will take more than courts to keep kids away from vaping.
30% of minors across the U.S. tried vaping last year, according to Commonwealth officials who say they're trying to get a handle on the situation.
Now is really the time to look forward and kind of focus on solutions. And for parents, they need to know that the landscape of vaping is rapidly changing.
Christine Storm with Care and Treatment Centers in Philadelphia says there are some signs parents should look for or keep in mind when it comes to figuring out if your child is using e-cigarettes.
Increased need for money, acting more secretive, locking their bedroom door, unexplained sweet scents coming from vape juices.
The vaping conversation is not a one-time deal, says Storm, who adds peers and advertisements will constantly try to get your child to give in.
They're vigilant and they have to do their research. They have to look out there for the most up-to-date information because their kids know what's going on, so it's important for us to know.
To find out about smoking cessation programs and tools, be sure to visit our website, KYWNewsRadio.com. Meanwhile, pharmaceutical companies spent more than $1 million buying Philadelphia doctors' meals so they could promote their products, according to a new report by the City Health Department. As KYW City Hall Bureau Chief Pat Loeb tells us, the city blames this kind of marketing for the opioid epidemic.
Doctors are busy people, so bringing lunch to their office to talk up a new product may not seem out of the ordinary, but Health Commissioner Tom Farley says the public should at least know that it's happening.
What the pharmaceutical companies are doing as far as buying doctors free meals is available and open to the public, and so we thought we'd at least publicize that and encourage pharmaceutical companies to stop doing it, encourage the doctors to stop letting the pharmaceutical sales reps in the door with that.
Farley blames the tactic for the opioid epidemic, which began with doctors overprescribing painkillers based on drug companies' claims they were safe and non-addictive. Councilwoman Cindy Bass sponsored a bill that sought to prevent the next addiction crisis by banning the free meal practice in the city, but it was defeated. She says she hasn't given up.
I'm certainly still very much interested in legislation that we can get passed and certainly hope that I can find colleagues, particularly among my new colleagues, who find a sense of urgency around this issue.
Bass says banning free meals from drug companies to doctors is not an issue that's been put to rest, and she will continue to look for a solution. And the ongoing asbestos issues in Philly schools have brought a lot of heat to school superintendent William Height. But according to KYW's Mike DiNardo, Mayor Jim Kenney is standing behind him.
Some parents have called for Superintendent William Height to take the fall over the closure of 9 schools this year for asbestos concerns. But speaking after a school district ceremony this past week, Mayor Kenney said he approves of the job Height has been doing.
I think Dr. Height's done a terrific job, and I'm glad he stayed around as long as he has.
The mayor says the city and school district are addressing asbestos removal as best they can with limited resources.
We're getting our arms around it, and we're getting it resolved. I mean, it's not an easy issue, and you can't snap your fingers and make it go away.
And in the meantime, Kenny is giving Height a vote of confidence.
Oh, absolutely. I actually would stay around longer, but we'll see what happens.
Height's contract runs through August of 2022, and it comes as another Philadelphia elementary school had to relocate due to asbestos. And Bernadette Lokaitis is in her first season as the head women's basketball coach at her alma mater, Division II Holy Family University in Northeast Philly. She sat down with KYW's Matt Leon to talk about her career.
Lakaitis was a star player for the Division II Tigers. After graduating, she became an assistant coach for them. She spent a year as head coach at Division III Cabrini before heading to Penn, where she served as an assistant for a decade. Then she took over at Holy Family prior to this season. She's had success at every stop, and she says her family is the strength behind that success.
You know, my brothers were football players, and, you know, obviously they played basketball in their own respect as well. And my brother still thinks he should be the shooting coach for my team. To my sister saying, you know, her being the better athlete out of the two of us. I mean, we just have fun with it. But I mean, if it wasn't for them, I definitely wouldn't be where I am today. I feel that even just their belief in me coming in and watching me coach, you know, just watching them over there, just the support I've always had.
You can listen to the entire interview with Bernadette Lakaitis by checking out the latest episode of One on One with Matt Leon. Subscribe wherever you get your podcasts. And that's the All Local. I'm J. Scott Smith. Listen live anytime on the radio.com app and on your smart speaker. Just ask Alexa to play KYW News Radio.